अर्जुन उवाच प्रकृतिम्
प्रकृतिम्
पुरुषं
पुरुषं
चैव
चैव
क्षेत्रं
क्षेत्रं
क्षेत्रज्ञं
क्षेत्रज्ञं
एव
एव
च
च
एतत्
एतत्
वेदितुं
वेदितुं
इच्छामि
इच्छामि
ज्ञानं
ज्ञानं
ज्ञेयं
ज्ञेयं
च
च
केशव
केशव
श्री भगवान उवाच
श्री भगवान उवाच
इदं शरीरं
इदं शरीरं
कौन्तेय
कौन्तेय
क्षेत्रं
क्षेत्रं
इति
इति
अभिधीयते
अभिधीयते
एतत्
एतत्
यो
यो
वेत्ति
वेत्ति
तं
तं
प्राहु
प्राहु
क्षेत्रज्ञ
क्षेत्रज्ञ
इति
इति
तद्विदा अर्जुन उवाच
अर्जुन उवाच
प्रकृतिं पुरुषं चैव
प्रकृतिं पुरुषं चैव
क्षेत्रं क्षेत्रज्ञमेव च
क्षेत्रं क्षेत्रज्ञमेव च
एतद्वेदितुम् इच्छामि
एतद्वेदितुम् इच्छामि
ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं च केशव
ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं च केशव
श्री भगवान उवाच
श्री भगवान उवाच
इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय
इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय
क्षेत्रमित्यभिधीयते
क्षेत्रमित्यभिधीयते
एतद्यो वेत्ति तं प्राहु
एतद्यो वेत्ति तं प्राहु
क्षेत्रज्ञ इति तद्विदा
क्षेत्रज्ञ इति तद्विदा
अर्जुन
Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna said.
Arjuna said.
Prakritim.
Prakritim.
Nature.
Nature.
Purusham.
Purusham.
The enjoyer.
The enjoyer.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Kshetram.
Kshetram.
Body.
Body.
Kshetragyam.
Kshetragyam.
Knower of the body.
Knower of the body.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Etat.
Etat.
All this.
All of this.
Veditum.
Veditum.
To understand.
To understand.
It's chami.
It's chami.
I wish.
I wish.
Gyanam.
Gyanam.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Gyeyam.
Gyeyam.
The object of knowledge.
The object of knowledge.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Keshava.
Keshava.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Personality of Godhead said.
The Personality of Godhead said.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Shoriram.
Shoriram.
Body.
Body.
Kunteya.
Kunteya.
O son of Kunti.
O son of Kunti.
Kshetram.
Kshetram.
The field. Iti,
iti,
thus,
thus
abhidhiyate,
abhidhiyate,
is called, etat,
etat,
this,
this,
yaha,
yaha,
anyone,
anyone,
vetti,
vetti,
knows,
knows,
tam,
tam,
him,
him,
prahu,
prahu,
is called,
is
called, kshetragya,
kshetragya,
knower of the body,
knower of the body,
Iti,
iti,
thus,
thus
tatvida,
tatvida,
one who knows.
One who knows.
Translation. Arjuna said, O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the end of knowledge. The Blessed Lord then said, This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field.
Prakritim purusham chaiva kshetram kshetragyam eva cha etat veditum icchami gyanam gyeyam cha keshava. This is the special prerogative of human being, that he can understand the nature, this cosmic manifestation and the enjoyer of the nature, and he can be fully conversant about what is the object of knowledge, gyan. There are three things, gyan, gyata and gyan. The object of knowledge, the knower is called gyata. The object of knowledge is called gyan, and the process by which one can understand, that is called gyan, knowledge. As soon as we speak of knowledge, there must be three things: the object of knowledge, the person who is trying to know, and the process by which the object of knowledge is achieved. So, some of them, just like the materialist scientists, they are simply trying to know the prakriti. But they do not know the purusha. Prakriti means the enjoyer. And purusha means the enjoyer. Actually, enjoyer is Krishna. He is the original purusha that will be admitted by Arjuna. Purusham Shasatam. He was the original enjoyer, purusha. Krishna is the enjoyer, and every one of us, the living entities and the prakriti, nature, everything is to be enjoyed by Krishna. That is Krishna's. Another purusha, we living entities, we are not purusha. We are also prakriti. We are to be enjoyed. But in this material condition, we are trying to be purusha, enjoyer. That means when the prakriti or the living entities wants to become purusha, that is material condition. If a woman tries to become a man, as that is unnatural, similarly, when the living entities, who is by nature to be enjoyed, the example as you have given several times, that this finger captures some nice foodstuff, but actually the fingers are not enjoyed. The fingers can help the real enjoyer, namely the stomach. It can pick up some nice foodstuff and put it to the mouth. And when it goes to the stomach, the real enjoyer, then all the prakritis, all the parts of the body, all the limbs of the body, they feel satisfaction. So the enjoyer is the stomach, not any part of the body. There is a story in Hitopadesa, from which the Aesop's fable is translated. there is a story, Udarendriyanam. Udara. Udara means this, belly. And Indriya means the senses. And there is a story of Udarendriyanam. The senses, all the senses met together in a meeting. They said that we are working, senses, why do you? We are working, the leg says, yes, I'm whole day I'm working. The hand says, yes, I'm working whole day. Wherever the body says, you come here and pick up the food and bringing things for cooking and cooking also. Then the eyes, they say that I am seeing. Every length of the body, they made a strike that no more we are going to work only for the stomach, who is eating only. We are all working, and this man or this stomach is eating only. Then they strike just like the capitalist and the worker. The worker undergoes strike, no more working. So all these linked parts of the body, they observe striking, and after 2-3 days, when again they met, they talked amongst themselves, that why you are becoming weak? We cannot work now. You see? The legs also said, yes, I am also feeling weak. Hands also, everyone. So what is the cause? The cause, then the stomach says, because I am not eating. So if you want to remain strong, then you must give me to eat. Otherwise, so I am the enjoyer. You are not enjoying. You are to supply things for my enjoyment. That is your position. So they understood, yes, we cannot directly enjoy. It is not possible. The enjoyment must be through the stomach. You take one rasgulla, you, the fingers, you cannot enjoy. You give it to the mouth. And when it goes to the stomach, there is immediately energy. Not only the fingers enjoy, the eyes, all other parts, they feel satisfaction and strength also. Similarly, the real enjoyer is Krishna. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloko Mahesharam Sridham Sarvabhutanam Gyatya Mam Shanti Michati. Thereafter, Shanti, peacefulness, peace of the mind. The where is Shanti? They are working hard day and night to get peace of the mind. No, that is not possible. How it is possible? Just try to understand three things only. Then you'll get shanti. What is that? Krishna said that I am the enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. Nobody is enjoyer. If you understand this, that Krishna is the enjoyer. One, out of the three items, one, bhokta. Everyone in this material world, everyone is trying to become enjoyer. The first class enjoyer, number one enjoyer. But it is not possible. Nobody can enjoy. Only Krishna is the enjoyer, And if we cooperate with Krishna, through his enjoyment, we can enjoy. This is our position. But this is real knowledge. Every rascal is trying to become enjoyer. This is the material one. Everyone is after sense. Even the so-called prakriti, woman, the propensity is to enjoy purusha. Therefore, here in this material world, even though a woman is dressed like a woman, his mind is purusha. She wants to enjoy. Here, the woman wants man, although superficially it is supposed the man is the enjoyer, the woman is enjoyer, but actually the woman also wants to enjoy the man. That is Maya. Prakriti cannot enjoy, become purusha. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, the living entities are described as prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayedam dharjate jagat. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not know the secret. They want to become God, enjoy. Our philosophy is different. We do not wish to become enjoyer. We want to be enjoyed. That is our real position. We want to serve Krishna. We want to offer everything to Krishna. We do not want to enjoy anything ourselves. That is Vaishnavism. So, here there are, in the material world, there are so many universities and economic development plans. But all these rascals, they do not know who will enjoy, who is enjoyer and who is enjoyer. They do not know. They think that we are enjoyer. Every nation, every community, every man is struggling, and I am enjoyer. This is called Maya. Therefore, Arjuna inquires from Krishna, prakritim purusham. Who is actually enjoyer and who is enjoyed? These two things I want to know from you. Prakritim purusham chaiva, chetraṁ khetraṁ gañcavi. Another two items. Khetraṁ, the field of activities. Just like I am working, or you are working, how you are working, where you are working. I am working being situated in this body. This is already described in the beginning, that the living entity is within the body. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi. So, khetra and khetraga. Khetra means the platform on which, or the stage on which we are dancing. That is called khetra. And khetraga means the person who is dancing. That is khetraga. When you dance, you know that I am dancing on this ground, on this platform. So you are not, therefore, khetraga. And the platform on which you are dancing, that is khetra. So we are all dancing
In the material world, we are all dancing. How we are dancing? Getting a particular type of body. That is Kshetra. There must be some platform. Or, just like Krishna, an agriculturist. He is plowing land. The land is called Kshetra, and the man who is plowing is called Kshetraga. He knows that I am flying over this ground. So this is our Sanatana knowledge, Kshetra and Kshetraga. Then, Satat Veditum Ichchani. I wish to know this subject matter. Gyanangiyancha Kesha. As well as Jnana, knowledge, what is actually knowledge, and what is the object of knowledge. So, six things he is questioning. First of all, Prakriti, one, Purush, two, Kshetra, three, Kshetraga, four, knowledge, five, and the knowable object of knowledge. These are the subject matter Krishna is asking, Arjuna is asking from Krishna, because he has accepted Krishna Guru. So, for bona fide inquiries, transcendental inquiries, one must approach a Guru. That is the basic injunction. That Arjuna has already done. When he was to fight or not to fight, but he could not make a solution. So to make a solution, we must approach Krishna as Guru, or Krishna's representative. Krishna and Krishna's representative. In position, they are the same. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. By pleasing Guru, you can please Krishna. Even Krishna is not pleased on a certain ground. If the Guru is pleased, Krishna has not become pleased, because he is representative. Suppose you have given somebody power of attorney to do some business. So, after finishing the business, if you see the paper not very favorable, it has not been done very nicely, still you have to accept, because your representative has signed it. Yes? Therefore, Jasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasad. Not satisfied, but if your Guru is satisfied, then Krishna must be satisfied. This is Krishna's obligation, because he has sent his representative. Krishna has Acharya Mahamdhyanya. Krishna says, Acharya. That is, I am Acharya Mahamdhyanya. Never try to neglect Acharya. Neither think of Acharya as ordinary person. Vedic injunction is, one must approach to understand all these subject matter. Gyan, knowledge, books, volumes of books on any subject matter. As in other countries, there are different types of magazines for different titles, different sub books. big philosophers, just like that, written philosophy on the sex impulse, knowledge. It don't have books to understand. This is rascal. Nobody is how to cry, how to eat, and how to enjoy sex life. No school college is required to understand these things. These are what everyone knows. Not volumes of books are required to understand the real knowledge. Yes. Try to understand Kshetra, Kshetra. This body and the
living entity, soul, who is working with this body or working on this body. We get a certain type of body
to fulfill our certain type of desire. Yesterday evening we were talking with that cardinal. So when I said that if you eat meat like animals, or like the tigers or the fox, then Krishna will give you the facility to become next life a tiger and fox and cat and dog like that. These are stated, it is not my manufacturing word. These are, you'll find. You are human being. You must act like a human being. For human being, this Bhagavad Gita is there. Krishna is instructing to a human being, Arjuna, not a cat, not a dog. So, knowledge means it is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Laws means it is meant for the human being. Laws means you should do this, you should not do this. This is law, a state law or any law, nature's laws, everywhere. So, human being, for human being, Krishna is advising patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati, because every human being must be a devotee of Krishna. That is his first business. So for a devotee, Krishna says patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. This is the order. Therefore, next sloka is called Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan Uvacha means Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, the Supreme Opulent, He is ordering. And we are servants, we are predominated, we are not predominated. Therefore, it is our duty to abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. And that is called religion. Religion does not mean the so-called rituals. That is, formalities, they are also required. But the real purpose of religion is to abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. That is it. Religion means to abide by the orders of Krishna or God. That is it. So you may become, you may be a Christian, you may be a Mohammedan, you may be a Hindu or Buddhist, it doesn't matter whatever you may be. Whether you are abiding by the orders of God, then you are religious. Not that God or God's representative says, thou shalt not kill, and I go on killing in the slaughterhouse. And when I am asked why I am killing, I give some my interpretation of my own. This rascal term is going on. Nobody is religious, because nobody is following the orders of God. Neither anybody. Mantra, bhakti, nakasta. Krishna says that I know past, present, future, everything that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jataha annayati tatatascha arthesu avigya. Avigya means one who knows. And Krishna confirms it. Yes, I know past, present, future, everything. That is Krishna, that is God. Therefore, His order is supreme. So we have to follow His order. That is real religion. Purusha. Purusha is giving order. Just take an ordinary dealing in our family affairs. The husband gives order, wife, you should manage like this, you should do like this. Similarly, prakriti, we are all prakritis, we are abide by the orders of the Supreme. Therefore, Arjuna is asking the, what is that sound? Arjuna is asking the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you teach me. That is perfect teaching. If you learn something from Krishna or from his representative, that is perfect. That is perfect knowledge. All other knowledge that you gather, that cannot be perfect. Because unless you are perfect, how you can give perfect knowledge? So every one of us is imperfect because we have got imperfect senses. So with imperfect knowledge, just like the so-called scientists, philosophers, they propose their theories, I think it may be like this, perhaps. These are not knowledge. This is all nonsense. You must speak definitely if you know. Just like the Shastra says, Jalajanamulakhani. Definitely. 900,000 species of life within the water. Why? You could say about 9 lakhs. No! 9 lakhs. Not about, more or less, no. Not like that. That is knowledge. That is perfect. Jalajanamulakhani, sthavara lakhvinshati. And the trees, plants, they are 2 millions. Never says approximately, maybe, perhaps, no. This is all nonsense. We don't accept such knowledge. But in the material world, these things are going on. Any rascal will give some theory that will be accepted and he will be given, offered Nobel Prize. So that is condemned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai varaha ustrai ustrakharai samastuta purusapasu. So, according to Bhagavad direction, these Nobel Prize winners are exactly like dogs, camels, hogs, savir, varaha, ustra, and asses. And they are praised by similar animals. That's all. The Nobel Prize winner and the Nobel Prize giver, both of them are like dogs, hogs, animals, and asses. Yes. This is a fact. A person has written some theory, evolution of chemicals, and all rubbish things. It is very nice thing for these so-called dogs and camels, but those who have got eyes to see, one who has heard from Krishna, he will understand this is nonsense. How from chemical you can produce life? And when he is asked, well, sir, if I give you these chemicals, can you produce life? Immediately he says, that I cannot say. Why? It is actually happening in California University. One big professor came lecture and he said that by combination of these 4 chemicals, life has begun. So one of our students, he is also doctor in chemistry, he asked immediately, sir, if I give you all these chemicals, whether you can produce life? His answer was, that I cannot say. Why? That I cannot say. Then why you are proposing all this nonsense? If you do not know, definitely. No, we are trying in future, he said. This is going on. In future. But in the common saying, just no future, however pleasant. Why future? Now what you have learned, speak that. Therefore, Arjuna is asking not to a third-class so-called philosopher and chemist and economist, but to Krishna. Krishna. Because whatever answer Krishna will give, that is fact. And Shastra means the things which have been spoken by Krishna. That is Shastra. And Guru means who speaks. Guru means who speaks on behalf of Krishna. Sadhu Shastra Guru. This is so Krishna is asked, and the answers of Krishna, which he gives, that is final. No experiment, no future. Whatever answer he gives, that is final. Otherwise, why people read Bhagavad Gita so carefully? Not now, thousands of years, not only in India, in other countries also. So, answers, real answers are there. So this chapter, 13th chapter, is very important chapter. So many rascals are there, they are talking so many things. But if you want real answer, that is described by Krishna to the sixth question, Krishna immediately answers, in nutshell, the first question was prakritiṃ puruṣaṁ caiva. Prakritiṃ puruṣa will be answered later on. The first answer he gave, idam sarīraṁ kaunteya. Khetra. Khetraṁ iti abhidhiyate. You want to learn what is the field of activities. Field of activities is not the football ground. This body is field of activities. When I desire to play in the field, football ground, then I go to the football ground. But real desire is manufactured within. The idam sarīraṁ, we are having different types of body because we want to work differently. That is the plan. I ask so many people, they say, God has created this world. That's fact. But as soon as we ask, why He has created this world? Why He has created this universe? What is the purpose? They cannot understand. They cannot give any reply. Because they do not know. Imperfect knowledge. But anything you do, anything, especially, suppose if you construct a very nice house, so I can ask you, what is the purpose of constructing this nice house? You will say, that it is for residential purpose. Either we shall reside or I shall rent it. It is meant for residential purpose. Similarly, why this cosmic manifestation, this universe, not only one universe, millions of universes. Material world is not very small. Material world is only 1/4 manifestation of the whole creation. And that 1/4, ekāṁśa inastito jagat, Krishna says, the whole material world is only 1/4 creation. What is that 1/4 creation? That is replied in the Brahma Sangha. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jagadanda koti. When Krishna, you have seen Krishna's, what is called, aurum? Aurum, yes. So that is Prabha, Krishna's Prabha. So just like the sun has got its shining, similarly Krishna has got. So it is borrowed from Krishna's shining. So jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this universe. There are millions, koti. And each universe, jagadanna koti, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, koti shu asesha vasudhadi bhinnam. And each universe, there are innumerable planets. This is material creation. So how we can know about this material creation? But we can know from Krishna, because he knows everything. Because everything is manufactured from him. Matta sarvam pravartate. So we have to know like that. Janmadasya jataha. So he can speak perfectly what is the plan of this creator, creation of the universes, innumerable. The plan is that we living entities, khetra khetragna, khetra means this body, idam sariram khetram iti avidhiyate, it is said, idam sariram kauntiya khetram iti avidhiyate. You have asked the question, what is khetra, field of activities, and who is the knower of this field? So, I answer, idam sariram kauntiya khetram. This body is the field of activities. So, this material world is created by God to give us facility to work as a deserve. But I must have the jurisdiction of my work. That is the jurisdiction of my work, just like the agriculturists, they have got their own land demarcated. This much your land, this much my land, this much his land, this much. And he works, tills the field, produces food grain according to his capacity. Similarly, Krishna has given us different fields of activity. That is this body. Idam sariram kortiya chetram. Idam sariram. From the sarira, we expand many other things. That also becomes khetram. So this is the purpose of creation. Krishna gives us full facility. I want to work in this way, all right, you work. Krishna says that you don't work. This will not make you happy. You are asking me facilities to fulfill your desire under certain condition that you may have from me, I can give you, but you'll never be happy. That is Krishna's order. You'll never be happy. How I shall be happy? Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. You'll be happy only by this process. Simply by this process. If you manufacture by your fertile brain that I shall be happy in this way and that way, you'll never be happy. If you want to be happy at all, then this is my instruction. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam. Krishna is repeatedly saying this to everyone. But he will not do that. He said, Krishna, give me this facility. Give me this facility, I shall cut throat of this man and India. All right, you cut throat. That also Krishna gives. Krishna is very, what is called, thankless task. Somebody wants to cut my throat. And I want, nobody may cut my throat. Krishna has to adjust. He will give the facility for cutting throat and he will save also the man who is a praying, say, please save me from this cutting. Krishna Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyesha Arjuna Tishtati. So this is going on. Purpose of creation is to give the conditioned soul, the rebellious soul, who being prakriti, whose nature being constitutional nature is, that he should be enjoyed by Krishna. But he has taken the wrong direction, that I will not be enjoyed by Krishna, I shall become Krishna. This is all these people, all these living entities who are in this material world, their determination is that why I shall serve Krishna? I shall become Krishna. This is the disease. And to give us, because he wants to become Krishna, he cannot become Krishna, but he is persisting that Krishna is giving this facility. That platform of facility, material facility, is this material world. This material world. This is the purpose, but nobody knows. Ask anybody, they will say God created this universe or this cosmic manifestation. That's a fact. But why he created? That why question is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone wants to enjoy this material world according to his whims and purpose. Krishna gives facility to everyone. That facility is given according to his desire, a particular type of body. One who wants to eat anything nonsense, no discrimination. So he is allowed to get a body of a hog, because a hog can eat in stool. He has no distinction. Here is halwa, here is stool. But he will like to eat stool. That is hog-like. Similarly, those who are very much fond of eating meat and blood, they are given the body of tiger, fox, and dogs. This is nature's law. But they do not know. They do not know. They think that now I am enjoying according to my... That is not enjoyment. Is that very nice food? But he is thinking, a flesh eater, a meat eater is thinking, he cannot eat meat alone. He mixes with some vegetable, then he can eat. Is it not? If you say all these meat eaters, don't eat vegetables or grains, simply eat meat. That they cannot do. They cannot do. 90%, 90% he'll eat other things, grains and vegetables. And maybe 10% or 20% meat. Although we are not meat, we have seen a little piece of meat. Why there are so many varieties of life? Because according to, just like here in a city, there are many varieties of apartment. As you are able to pay for it, or in a shop, in a store, there are many varieties of articles. But you have to purchase according to the price you can pay. Similarly, all these varieties of bodies are there, according to my desire. Krishna, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, jantra rurhani mayayam ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Arjuna tishtati. Bhramayam sarvabhutani jantrarurhani mayaya. Brahmayam, he is causing to wonder all over the universe, all living entities, riding on a car or a machine. This machine is this body. So now I'm walking, I'm going here preaching. What is the machine? The machine, first machine is my body. So who has given me this body? Maya. Maya, the illusory energy has given me this body. My real body is spiritual body. Karmana daivana trena jantar deho papatte. These are Vedic versions. We are not speaking unauthorizedly. Karmana, as you are working or as you desire to work, then similar type of body will be given to you by nature. You have got this body by nature. Maya, jantra rurhani maya. Krishna doesn't make your body. You desire, Krishna orders maya, the prakriti, material nature, you give him such kind of body. Maya dhakshena prakriti ishuyate sacharacharam. Prakriti is not working. Prakriti has given me this body, not out of her own accord. Krishna has ordered, give this person, this living entity, such a body. Maybe it is Brahma's body, maybe it is ant's body, maybe it is demigod's body, maybe it is the body of the worm in this stool. Different kinds. 8,400,000 species of body. These bodies we are getting according to our desire. Because except Krishna consciousness desire, all desires are subjected to the material condition. And as soon as we get Krishna consciousness desire, we get immediately free from this transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Takta dehang punarjanmanahiti. If you become simply Krishna conscious, then no more botheration of changing this body. You get your spiritual body, go back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much.